Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. Today is an episode in a replay series in which we revisit previous episodes for those new to the podcast. Today we look at accountability. Many of us have ours and our children's futures decided by the family law system, not just the courts, but by others in the system, such as guardians, child solicitors, social workers, etc. In practice, none of these people are really accountable for bad outcomes, and often there's no measuring of outcomes whatsoever. After a decision made by a court, sometimes a family may never be seen again. So how can these people in the system have any idea that they're doing the right thing? These are some of the flaws I've discussed in this episode, so here we go. Welcome to the podcast. Many of us have ours and our children's futures decided by the family law system. Not just the courts, but because they're only a part of the system, but by other parts such as guardians, child solicitors, social workers, etc. And I've said many times before that the problems of the family law stem from there largely, from where it's not just the courts, that I think a lot of the problems are outside the courts with experts and people who feed into the courts. The computer industry has a term, rubbish in, rubbish out. If you feed junk into a court, you're likely going to get junk out of the court. Courts can only work with what they're given, and much of the problem is outside of the courtroom, in my view. So there's many parts of the system, and one of the problems is that none of those parts has much in the way of accountability for the outcomes of a case. Most systems in the world, family law being an exception, measure outcomes and are improved over time using this feedback loop. Family court does not track outcomes, so nobody knows if decisions made are good or bad. Not only is there no tracking, but there's no accountability for errors once they're found, and those errors could be causing harm. Statistics could be kept anonymously, so there's no excuse for not doing this. If parents and children are harmed or damaged as a result of family court, a decision made within it, whether due to expert reports, lawyers or whatever, the authorities have closed the case after the final order. No officials who took part in the case are really accountable afterwards. Another example, if an official consistently makes one type of recommendation in over many years and cases and has a high number of poor outcomes, that will likely never be picked up and they will likely never be held accountable. The malicious and inept can make their way into the family law system, affecting hundreds of families for decades, with little or no scrutiny or tracking of outcomes. Family law is flaw after flaw. It simply wouldn't be allowed in many, many other businesses, systems, even governmental ones. As parents, we're accountable to our children, and rightly so. But the courts who may have given bad decisions affecting the children aren't accountable. This includes the laughably termed guardians. What a joke. And I know many of you will share my view there. They need to get rid of that term right now. It's an insult. With some of the guardians I've met, it's like looking at a pothole and calling it the Grand Canyon. You might as well call them clowns. I'm not saying we do that. I'm not saying it fits, but it fits as much as calling them guardians in most cases. There will be exceptions, but in most cases. In the wider world in recent years, we've seen so many examples of unaccountable authorities over so many issues like the COVID response, global financial crisis, the LIBOR scandal, etc. So many. Even today, you see mistake after mistake made all over the public, public authorities, next to nothing done. To be topical right now, who is running America? The American people aren't told, and yet nobody is accountable for that. The lack of transparency and lack of accountability is common many times over in many instances of public life, and it's done in plain sight. So what chance do we have of bringing accountability to your family courts anytime soon, where things are often done without the world looking on? Courts, guardians, lawyers and experts cannot evidence their decisions are good. So how can they prove they aren't incompetent and harming kids? Once a case is closed, all of the officials ride off into the distance with no tracking of outcomes. It's a monumental flaw. In the immediate aftermath of a decision, you can appeal a court order, but many parents and litigants in person are unable to realistically do that due to lack of knowledge, lack of finances, or trauma. With court experts, you can appeal, but some, such as CAFCAS, handle their own complaints procedures, so good luck with that. If courts can't evidence that their decisions do good, how can they prove they aren't harming kids? Who do you go to in 5 or 10 years if there's damage done to you or your kids over that period as a result of a court decision? Are the officials going to be responsible? I don't think they are. Can you even sue them? That's unclear. I'd like to look into this question on another episode. I recently saw someone float the idea of class action lawsuits. It's an interesting idea. I'd like to look at that in future, but for now, I've heard of no parents suing a family court official. Few can take on the government authorities in reality or other professionals who would be armed to the teeth with expensive lawyers. Many parents are well past broken by the end of their cases and may also lack hope having seen the system at work. In sports, refereeing decisions are scrutinised. In business, decisions and their impact on profitability are measured. In medicine and education, stats are kept. The future is determined by reviewing outcomes. It's common. The family court is almost like a doctor prescribing a medicine, then sending the patient off never to see them again. To say that approach is error-prone is an understatement. It's a recipe for disaster, and that sums up the current family law system. Who made it this way? And when things go wrong, will anyone in the family law system hold their hand up and say sorry? Even when there are fatalities, you just get the standard lessons will be learned rubbish on the news and sound bites by the officials, but the lessons never seem to be learned. If lessons were learned, the system would be improved. Some say in family court that every case is different. Every car crash is different, yet we still have airbags and seatbelts, and we still hold statistics to track the effects of different safety measures. And we have authorities looking at new safety features all the time. Yet nobody seems to be doing this with the family court. Or if they are, it's done at such a small, low-level tinkering that it's as good as nothing. Even seatbelts were restricted by vested interest, as was evidence that cigarettes were harmful. Good sense will always be resisted by vested interest or just incompetent people, even when it's clearly ridiculous to resist these things. The family court needs to track outcomes and be accountable for them. That would be a strong force in changing the system for the better. All systems can be measured in some form. To not do this is reckless and detrimental to families. That's all I wanted to say for this episode. Wherever you are on your parenting journey, best wishes and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.